Okay, so welcome to this core teaching session. I'm here today with Laurie. Hi, Laurie, how are you?
Well, how are you, Helen?
I'm very well, thank you. Thanks for volunteering your time to do this session. I'm sure it'll be very helpful for everyone.
I'm grateful to be here, and I'm really grateful for your help in this situation, more than I can say.
So we were talking before we started recording about a situation that's going on in your life that you'd like to look at today with this session. Do you want to just explain a little bit about what's happening and where we can go with our questioning?
I'm estranged from my oldest daughter. She's 36 now, and it's been since she left home at 18. It started before that. But, you know, I need some help to cope with that.
Yeah. So, firstly, it's very brave of you to share, and, you know, I'm sure it will help. One thing we were discussing before as well is that it's probably much more common than we realize. You know, we think that it's only happening in our life, but in many people's lives. So let's start by having a look at the emotions that come up. I know you have looked at this before, but it's always worthwhile looking again if there's still some sore spots inside, some tenderness, you know, some hurt in there. So what are there any negative emotions that tend to come up around this area, this relationship for you?
Well, my self-worth is in question. And also I feel... I don't know what that word is. When somebody turns their back on you and you've given them everything that you had, and you know you're a good mom or you were a good mom. I don't know what that word is. But you know,
what, abandoned or something like that, maybe?
Abandoned. But it really is around the self-worth. Yeah.
So how does that express itself? Some feeling that you could have done something different or should have done? Or is it a sense that this is somewhere, I'm not saying it is at all, but a sense inside the ego that this is your fault? Or how does it express itself? That what's the kind of story that plays out around this? That you should be able to fix this somehow? You should be able to resolve it? Or...
Yes, I should be able to resolve it. And over these years, I've done everything in my power to resolve it. And whenever she has reached out to me, because she would visit once a year, whenever she reached out to me, I would always, you know, reach back to her and be accommodating, I'll say. You know, even to the point of flying across the country, you know, because she supposedly needed me. Yes.
Let's explore that question then. Let's take that into contemplation. Is this true? I mean, again, if this feels right for you, is this true that you should be able to fix this or that you can fix this? I know it's not necessarily a question that we'd want to look at, but maybe that sense that you there's something that you could do that you haven't done or something like that, spiritually, physically, you know, is what's sort of stopping you from finding peace around this completely. Does that feel a valid question for you? Is this true that I can fix this or I should be able to fix this? Or what question is alive for you?
Well, I feel as though I should be able to fix this with my honesty and being myself, you know, because I'm a nice person and I'm considerate. And, you know, I think that I should be able to reason with her, I suppose.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's just sit with this question together then and see what happens with that, because it seems like the crux of it, doesn't it, in that.
Yeah.
So whatever answer comes, whether it's thoughts or emotions or experiences, excuse me, we'll just allow whatever answers want to come in that, yeah? So, is this true that you should be able to fix this? Let's just see what happens when we ask that question. And of course, your mind will have lots of answers about that too, and it's okay. So, just in your own time, if you could just share with us, excuse me, what answers come when they come. And it doesn't matter if nothing's coming for a while.
The first answer I get is no, but I believe that's the mind.
That's okay.
But then I hear just to let it be, you know, and I see a mountainscape, you know, you look out into the mountains and it's very peaceful and quiet.
Yeah.
That's what I see, is to just let it be. It's something within her.
Let's stay with this question, even with this coming up here, some kind of insight that it might not be something, it might be something to do with her rather than you. Let's just stay with the question as well. There's just this openness. Is this actually true? Even though we're getting answers already, let's stay with it. Is it true that you should be able to fix this, to heal this, to resolve it?
I'm feeling an expansion in the heart, and it still is a resounding no.
So there's a kind of energetic answer in the body, and that's another type of answer. So it's okay. We'll just, every answer is welcome. There's no right or wrong or final answer. Just staying with the question.
I hear now to be open to life, to all what life has to offer you. sorry.
It's
there's
okay.
A benefit. There's a benefit here that there's a benefit here.
Yeah.
I hear it's a blessing to be able to feel the emotions that I feel, no matter what they are, how deep they are and how painful they are, is to feel them. It's life.
Okay, lovely. So just welcoming that answer and staying with the question. Just gently reminding yourself every now and again of the question. I'm not trying to make anything happen here. We're just investigating. We're just open to see what happens when we ask this question together. Is this really true that I should be able to resolve this?
I hear no, and that it's a different point of view. It's a different point of view, a different perspective. Not that I did anything wrong. It is what it is.
Yeah. Just allowing that. There'll be insights, there'll be understandings that come, and welcoming them, just staying with the question. This is the whole crux of the suffering here, is this sense that I should be able to fix this. Trying to give myself an impossible task to do here. No wonder I'm suffering, you know. So this question is doing a lot of work for us here. Is this actually true? It's been an assumption that carried around for a long time, probably since this happened. You know,
it can't be true. It can't be true because I am divine. I'm the source. I'm everything. Excuse me. It's just a different perspective, a different aspect of a different life.
Yeah. Wonderful. So just staying with the question, whatever answer comes. Just relaxing into this question. Noticing your body just might feel a bit more relaxed, a bit more open with this question now. I'm taking a bit of a burden off by just really looking at this actually. Is this actually so?
Now I see this dark tunnel. It's like a funnel, you know, and like the inside of a tornado funnel, you know, that sucks up the energy. And that I should release this. I need to release this.
The question, as we sit with the question, that if any energy that needs to move around the body, emotional energy, any of that can begin to move, it can begin to release this assumption deeply held inside that you should be able to do something about this, has just kept all of this in, stuck in the body, and it can begin to move now.
My body feels more relaxed, the shoulders have gone down. I see like patches, like almost a patchwork quilt, squares together. And I think that might symbolize our individuality.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's little pieces of the whole, you know? Mm-hmm.
And can we be responsible for resolving something if there's two beings involved, two individuals involved? How can one individual resolve anything like that? It's an impossible burden that you've given yourself here. And it's actually the pressing weight on the shoulders. You can feel it sometimes, you know, this heavy burden to carry that you can't quite seem to ever complete. Let's just stay with this for a few more minutes and see what comes out of this. Because we can keep asking this question and we'll get deeper and deeper answers, more and more, from thought answers to emotions to physical sensations to more and more just relaxation and contentment. And emotions may bubble up around that, but just from that openness.
My heart feels achy, you know, painful, you know, it's like mush. You know, somebody just crushed it, so mushy. And I also feel as though, even though I'm the mom and I participated in this life, that it's not my burden to carry this anymore.
Yes. Yeah. That's a significant thing, isn't it? That's a significant maybe there's nothing you can do about this, you know, and not in the way that the mind would say that. Mind says you're stuck, you can't do anything, but a deeper seeing, there's nothing I can do about this. This isn't my thing to resolve. Even I've done what I can, and that's all I can do, isn't it? Maybe it is her journey now that will need resolution rather than yours.
I'm the kind of person that likes to help people no matter who they are or whatever. So I guess my natural reaction is to help.
Yeah.
You know, what can I do to help? But I also know at the same time, because I've been through thought of this before, you know, where you have to just say, that's enough. I need, you know, it's okay that we go our separate ways, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the daughter part that is, you know, painful, I guess, because it's your daughter.
Mm-hmm.
In the mind, or, you know, she's so important, you know what I mean? But there comes a point that you have to let it go. Whatever it is, you have to let it go.
Well, you could also say, what's the best, of course you want to help her, of course you do, but what's the best way to help her now?
Okay.
What is the best way? Maybe you tried some ways, and now we're looking at what's the best way to continue to help. And that could be simply by the recognition that there's nothing you need to do about this.
That really makes my heart sing, that question.
That in a weird way, this might be nothing to do with you, actually. I know that might sound like a strange thing to say, but this might not be about you at all, in that the best way you can help her is to realize what she thinks about you is unrelated to who you actually are. Just as I'm sure you've had ideas about someone in the past, and when you actually met them or got to know them, you realized they weren't at all like you thought they were. And so your understanding, your insights in here might be the best way to help her. But what is the best way now? What is the highest way now to help her? That question resonate with you?
Yes, in a big way.
Yeah.
I also have, you know, before we talk, I have that really deep gut feeling that I can't, like, it's a gut feeling and feels permanent, that this is actually related to my mother in some way, because she was a bad influence on my daughter when she was, you know, 15 and a half, when you're, you know, growing, when you're molding yourself, you know, when you're so impressionable. And that's my gut feeling. But yeah, I just have to let it go.
How does that feel when you have that sort of sense that I've got to let it go? Does it feel a positive thing, or does it feel a negative thing, or both?
Well, it's a positive thing. I feel like, I've lifted something here, or power something.
And in that recognition, you know, what is the best way to help now? Maybe there's a sense coming now for you that the best way to help is to recognize that there's nothing you can or need to do here. Maybe from your side, this idea that you can do something has kept the whole thing kind of rolling around, that you're trying to find something you can do to fix it, when in reality, you can't. There's nothing that you can, which for our mind is a horrible place to be, but for ourself, it's different, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can't force anyone to see something differently, and the self wouldn't want to do that. The self would probably want her to come to see it in her own time. Of course, it's only the things that we think we need from them, because daughter is the word daughter has this emotional connection to it. These are the things I get from my daughter. You know, if we had a healthy relationship, I would feel this way, mine says. But what is a healthy relationship for you now with your daughter? What is the healthiest relationship you could have with her right now? Could it be how it is right now?
It's how it is right now, Helen. It's to have that distance.
Yeah.
Because it's healthier for me.
And maybe for her too, that she needs to go through whatever experience she's going through to come to her own conclusions about what she wants, rather than being influenced by other people, maybe, you know, so.
Possible. She has a lot going on in her life.
So. Yeah. So that I'm glad that question helps, you know, what's the best way to help her right now?
Yes, it's a tremendous help. Thank you.
It's of course those that are closest to us, we love them and we want to help them, but sometimes people just don't want our help in that way, you know.
Yeah.
And that's something that it takes a while for us all to realize, especially those that are, you know, mm-hmm. Near and dear to us.
That you gave birth to.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. And that kind of comes with this stamp on it that there's always going to be something I can do to help them fix whatever's going wrong in their life. But, you know, it's easier to get caught up in that as a parent, definitely. But of course you want to help her, but what's the best way now here? Could that be your own happiness, your own resolution? Maybe you can only resolve it inside your own self. Maybe this is a healthy relationship. Maybe to be physically closer to her would be an unhealthy relationship, or to spend more time with her as she is right now might be not in the best interest of either of you.
Thank you. That really reassures me. Definitely reassures me.
Good.
I feel good, Helen. I feel really good.
That's really good. And, you know, there might be times where some emotion comes up, some event happens, and, you know, it brings up some old emotions. That would just be a prompt to kind of go back to this question, what's the best way to help her right now? Yeah. Hopefully that gets clearer. Because as mother and daughter, there's a way that it's supposed to go, but as the self is open to letting her experience whatever she wants to experience right now, to eventually come back to where you are, recognizing eventually she'll come back to recognizing who she really is, whether this lifetime or next or whatever for her.
Yeah.
And she's only going to get to that point. We all get to that point by suffering enough as a separate being. Yeah.
Experiencing life.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I've learned a long time ago that, you know, we're really helpless. You know, we just not have to ride that wave, you know, the wave of life, and just, you know, deal with whatever comes and feel it. Yeah. Feel it deeply.
And just to you know, examine our projections can really help as well. We give birth to a child, and our projection is that we're going to know this child for all of our life until we leave this body. And mm-hmm. life sometimes goes in a different direction, you know. So it's worthwhile exploring, you know, what are my projections about how this should be? And we've looked at some of those in this session, haven't we? But
yeah.
For me, I had to really look at that. You know, if this person is the self too, then they've got their own experiences they've got to go through to kind of come back to their own awakening, mm-hmm. as we were just saying.
Right. Well, I'm going to contemplate those two things deeply and we'll continue with that.
Yeah. It's a deeper understanding for you is really the only resolution that we can come to, isn't it? But that's enough in that you're no longer then trying to push and pull this relationship into some shape.
Yes, that's enough.
And then if it's going to change, it will. If it's not going to change, it won't. But either way, you'll be at peace in that more. But, you know, your heart won't feel so wounded in that.
Thank you.
Oh, lovely. Thank you for sharing your time with us. Just before we finish the recording, is there anything that you want to share that's been insightful for you today, or anything you'd like to tell anyone that's going to watch this? That how any words that you'd like to share to help them?
It's okay just to let them go, whoever it is that it's causing them pain, no matter who they are. It's okay to let them go their own way. And you know, the whole session was just really wonderful and transforming for me. I can feel it. I got those answers, and I feel it in my body that I've released a burden, you know, partially. I still have work to do, but, you know, I have a path, a better, clearer path, you know, and great questions. So, you know, thank you, Helen, from the bottom of my heart, because I appreciate you helping me with this in the best way.
And, you know, I know I appreciate that. And thank you for sharing your time and such a sensitive subject for you, because I'm sure a lot of people that are going to watch this will have some relationship, whether it's a child, a sibling, a parent, where, and I think perhaps a child is the most painful place it happens. But there'll be many relationships that we have to just let go on some level, don't we? And
yeah.
Contemplation, I found, was a very useful way to do that, a question that can give you a sense of being able to explore and just release something.
You have to be at peace with that. Thank you so much, Helen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Lovely. Thank you.